Right now, pleasure to be joined by Royce Young, ESPN.com. He's based out of Oklahoma City, but covers all things NBA. And Royce, first of all, thanks for joining us. But to get right into this thing, the aftermath of the Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul trade obviously is the end of an era in Oklahoma City. Now that 48 hours or so have passed, what is, I guess, the attitude and the just the temperature of that whole franchise, not only now, but moving forward?
It's like it's like one of those gifts where, like, somebody's like a – it's like the Alonzo Mourning gift. You know, have you guys seen that one? He's, like, thinking
yes.
about it, and he's, like, shakes his head, and then he's like, okay, I'll think. That kind of sounds a little better than I thought. But I think that's kind of what it is. I think people initially were pretty upset by it, pretty frustrated by it. And, you know, there's an emotional connection to Russell Westbrook, clearly, in Oklahoma City. But I think, especially as time has kind of – it goes on and over the past 24 hours, I think a lot of people see it more for what the reality is, which is it was kind of time for both sides to part ways with what happened. This was not expected. This was not the plan necessarily, at least at this current moment. And so for Paul George to ask for a trade, it left Thunder in kind of a precarious position. And Westbrook, as much as the Thunder, they kind of wanted the same thing there. And it just made sense for them to kind of part ways. And 11 years in today's NBA with one team for a superstar player especially is a long time. I mean, look at the movement we've seen this summer. So it's unusual that Westbrook spent that long with the Thunder to start with. But I think a lot of people understand the reality, and it was time to move on and start kind of a rebooting process.
Privileged to be joined by Royce Young of ESPN.com. Royce, very few people know Westbrook the way that you do, and you're in this region. Covering the Western Conference, all that. How do you see this fit with Russell Westbrook and James Harden? Obviously, they were very different players in their times in Oklahoma City. How do you see this working out in Houston?
Yeah, they played together 7 years ago. I think a lot of people are kind of referencing that to say, like, well, they've played together before. Like, they really haven't. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, those were two different players. Those were two players that were both very good at the time. I mean, James Harden won Sixth Man of the Year. Westbrook was an all-star caliber player. They were already accomplished at their young age, but the way that they've evolved into MVPs and really kind of point guards unlike we've really seen. I mean, guys that use up 35%, 40% of the possessions from their team. So I think the questions about their fit are extremely valid and extremely reasonable. I do think that in this situation, look, Russell Westbrook, everyone has understood he's needed to adjust and evolve over time. And people around him that know him well have said that it was going to be hard for him to ever do that with the Thunder. He was too comfortable. It was the identity of the team was too connected to his style and to who he is. And even the times that he did try to evolve it always kind of led back to square one, because that's just, it's Russell Westbrook's team. Now he's going to James Harden's team, and it's going to be on Westbrook to make it work in a lot of ways. So I think Westbrook will make an effort. I think he will evolve to a degree. I don't know that it's going to be some incredible partnership that they experience, amazing success, but people wondered if Chris Paul and James Harden could make it work, and they made it work pretty well. So, and Westbrook and Harden like each other even, you know, a little bit more than those two guys did. So I do have some optimism it can work.
This is also an interesting time because it's officially the end of an era in Oklahoma City, but the first piece, the first significant piece of the two that left, Kevin Durant, fair to assume, I mean, especially with the reception that he got in the last couple of years, that Westbrook will be received and remembered very differently by the Oklahoma City faithful than Kevin Durant was?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Russell Westbrook is going to be the guy with the statue out front of the arena. He's going to be the guy that they may name the street that the arena is on after him. And Durant was always supposed to be that guy, and he won't be that guy. You know, I think that and look, I know that to some people that's a little bit of a controversial topic, but just from the Thunder organization's perspective, Durant left. I mean, he chose to leave. And Russell Westbrook, while I guess kind of depending on your perspective, he had a part to play in leaving. But at the same time, it was more of a mutual separation between the Thunder and Westbrook. It was very amicable. There was no animosity from either side. It was understood what was happening there. And Westbrook, what he did in 2016 in the wake of Durant leaving, stabilizing the organization and giving them a few more years of competing in the Western Conference, he didn't have to do that. He had other options, but he chose to stay. And that kind of loyalty was felt both by the organization and by the city itself. So Russell Westbrook is a legend in Oklahoma. He might be considered by many, if you put a Mount Rushmore of athletes that have played in Oklahoma, I mean, he's right there alongside, you know, the all-time greats, the Billy Sims, the Baker Mayfields, and you put Russell Westbrook right there alongside him.
Talking with Royce Young of ESPN.com, spent a lot of time covering the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now the Thunder turned the page, and we all know general manager Sam Presti is known for being very aggressive. He's got 15 first-round picks between now and 2026. Do you expect this to be a slow rebuild for OKC, or do you think in the next couple of years you could see the Thunder being aggressive and flipping some of those picks for future stars in the NBA?
Yeah, I think some of that's going to just be based on, you know, what path kind of lines up for them to take. I think that's part of what they're doing right now is to try to kind of give themselves a number of different directions that they could go, is that they have a lot of flexibility with all the assets that they have collected. They've taken what would normally be, you know, a two-year or three-year rebuilding process in terms of asset collection and reduced it down to basically doing it over 5 days. And they, you know, they had the leg up there because they have two superstars to trade. And so when you have that kind of talent to trade, you can go collect some assets. But, you know, from what I understand, I think the Thunder are in a position right now. The team that they currently have is not that bad. I mean, I don't know that they're, you know, they're not necessarily a for sure playoff team, but if the team that they have right now, if Chris Paul does buy in, that could be a team that could be in the 35 to 42 win range and maybe competing for the playoffs a little bit. So right now the Thunder are actually probably too good to go full rebuild. They're still in the process of tearing the house down. They haven't started putting the house back together yet. That's coming later down the line. So I don't think the Thunder are going to bottom out into a full rebuild for another couple years until some of the current players they have cycle off to other teams.
You transitioned perfectly into what my next question was, and that was with Paul George, Jeremy Grant, Russell Westbrook. We've seen this exodus of talent from Oklahoma City, and then here in Dallas, we saw the Mavericks just, you know, once again strike out in free agency on all the big fish. But something the Mavericks have done in their history is bring in talent via trade. And mm-hmm. What do you get the pulses on Steven Adams? And are they? Is that a possibility that Oklahoma City would be looking to move him?
I don't think the Thunder are looking to move him by any means. You know, I think that if you rewind to a month ago when they did have some financial issues and they expected Paul George, Russell Westbrook to be on the team and they were going to have one of the, you know, three most expensive rosters in the NBA, they were going to get hit by the luxury tax again, and they were looking to cut costs, and Adams was a possibility in that regard, but they didn't want to take a step back in terms of where the team was at. They wanted to keep the team good, but Adams was a player that they were willing to take calls on. Now that they've basically got themselves within arm's reach of getting under the luxury tax, they will do that. They're only about $4 million away from doing that. They don't need to trade Adams for financial reasons, and then that gives the Thunder a lot more incentive to keep him. And, you know, when you're talking about a rebuild here and kind of turning the roster over, Steven Adams is only 25 years old, so he could conceivably be the type of player that you want to be part of that rebuild. And on top of that, I think the Thunder are looking to kind of refresh their culture in a way. I think that they're trying to kind of reset things in their locker room. They lose a guy in Russell Westbrook that has been the fabric of the organization for the last decade. And they kind of need somebody, I think, as they bring in some more young players that can be stable in their locker room. And I think they view Adams as that sort of guy. So, look, I think the Thunder would take a call on Steven Adams. I think every single player on the roster is available to trade. But I don't think that they're looking to move him by any means. If somebody came in with a really good offer, the Thunder are going to listen to it. But I don't think that they are necessarily in a position where they're trying to actively trade him.
NBA writer Royce Young of ESPN.com with us. You said the Thunder refreshing the culture, perhaps. What is the future of Billy Donovan in OKC? Because it seems like in recent years there's kind of a split among the fan base about whether he's the right guy for the job. Could you see, you know, depending on what, certainly he's going to be the guy this year, depending on what happens this year and what the roster looks like, could it make sense to maybe, you know, completely refresh the culture and bring in a new guy to ship this thing in a new direction?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a make it or break it year for Billy Donovan. This is the last year of his contract. The Thunder decided to exercise an option on him last winter, and that brings him back for this year. And there's a lot of pressure on Donovan, and his relationship with Russell Westbrook wasn't the strongest in the world. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Russell Westbrook is a difficult player to coach. I think that's well known around the NBA. He's a very strong-minded player, and he's stubborn and believes in himself to an incredible degree, and it's what's made him a future Hall of Famer, but it also can make him difficult to communicate with a coach. So I think in some ways we're going to find out this year if Billy Donovan is actually a good NBA coach. I think that he's validated himself in a couple ways, but there's no blame in Russell Westbrook now. I mean, this is – even though the team, I think, has taken a clear step back in terms of talent, but if they can't progress in some of the areas that the front office is looking for, which is improved ball movement, a smarter style of play, more efficient style of play, some experimentation, I think. You know, I think that they want Steven Adams to shoot mid-range jumpers and threes, and that's something that they could never really get to last year because of the players that they had on the roster. Now they can kind of be a little more creative, and that's on Billy Donovan to push, I think, a lot of the players on the roster to start that developmental process. If they're going to do a rebuild, they got to have a coach that is going to foster a rebuilding type of mindset. So this is a make-it-or-break-it year for Billy Donovan if he wants to remain the head coach of the Thunder.
Royce Young, one of the best doing it right now. Royce, thank you so much for joining us and showering us with your knowledge on this situation, which I know you've been very close to. So thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us.
All right, you bet, yo.
All right, there he goes. Royce Young, ESPN.com.